Lizzo has hit the off switch. The Truth Hurts singer, fresh off a record-breaking fundraiser performance for President Joe Biden, has declared a resounding "I quit" on social media. But what's the real score behind this digital curtain drop? Lizzo's Instagram post, a cocktail of frustration and fatigue, serves up a heavy dose of reality. She's tired of the internet's relentless tongue, of war with her image and integrity. "All I want is to make music and make people happy," she asserts. And yet, the world seems to have other plans, dissecting her character for Sport and Club. The timing is as intriguing as the announcement itself. Coming off the heels of a star-studded event that saw the likes of Obama and Clinton, one can't help but wonder, is this a strategic retreat or a genuine plea for peace? Let's not forget the elephant in the room: the allegations of sexual harassment that have shadowed Lizzo like a persistent paparazzo. Her former dancer's lawsuit lingers, and the choice to headline a presidential event amidst such controversy has raised more than a few eyebrows. Ron Zambrano's words ring loud, questioning the optics of Lizzo's representation. Yet the courts have partially dismissed the lawsuit, leading us in a limbo of legalities and public opinion. So where does this leave us, the audience in Lizzo's grand theater? Are we to take her exit stage left as the final bow, or is this merely an intermission in her illustrious career? One thing's for sure: in the court of public discourse, the jury's still out.